I'm Leslie Smith on the Road to Rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network. Thanks to rampant housing foreclosures, animal shelters in so many areas of this country are dealing with an epidemic of newly homeless pets, and Louisville, Kentucky is no exception. Unfortunately, there's little space for these animals. Many shelters were already overcrowded, even before the housing crisis began. So perfectly adoptable dogs and cats are routinely euthanized, and in staggering numbers. And that's where Louisville's Animal Care Society, or ACS as it's known, comes in. It began nearly 25 years ago as the only no-kill animal shelter in town. These days, as more and more people face economic despair, ACS remains a last resort for families who have pets they can no longer care for. Assistant Director Bunny Zeller tells me about the organization's beginnings.
There were nine original people who felt that some of the things happening in the animal world here in Louisville, they did not like. I think they felt that there were some animals being euthanized that didn't have to be euthanized, and they thought they could make a difference. There was no no-kill shelter here, and that's what we are. So they got together, and they started working out of the basement, believe it or not. And they worked with a vet in J-Town. They would pull animals in, and they would keep them and then try to adopt them out. But as they got known, of course, they started to grow. And several of the people whose husbands worked for a big company here, they got the backing of that company. They borrowed money from them, and that's how they were able to build this building.
ACS has grown to now be able to rehome hundreds of animals every year. But they're still not able to accommodate all of Louisville's needy pets, and the foreclosure crisis has made that task even more daunting. Zeller tells me that in recent months, they've been inundated with requests to take in animals. And they do, as many as they can. They also work in cooperation with municipal shelters to ensure that the adoptable animals there, who through no fault of their own may be slated for euthanasia, find a second chance and a loving home.
Even though we're not well known, we still get probably, let's say, 20 to 40 calls a week of people wanting to either surrender their animal, donate us an animal, however they want to phrase it, because of A, you know, they are having to move to an apartment, they've lost their home, or B, they are moving and cannot take their animal. We also pull owner surrenders from the kill shelters. They will call us and say, we have this really nice dog, you know, could you come and take it? We're going to have to euthanize. Unfortunately, the kill shelters have to keep strays for 5 days. So if you've got a lot of strays coming in, those are the animals that must stay because you cannot euthanize something. It could belong to somebody. So those animals are staying for 5 days, and then the owner surrender animals that are coming in, if they don't have space and people are, you know, giving up their animals, those are the first animals to be euthanized. They might very well be very, very nice animals, but they don't have a choice. When there is so many spaces allotted for animals, then they have to do something, and they cannot euthanize strays.
It's difficult to hear that so many innocent cats and dogs face a possible death sentence. But I feel better when Zeller explains that ACS makes every effort to see that as many surrendered pets as possible are evaluated with a compassionate and understanding eye. She explains it this way.
Sometimes an animal, when it goes to a shelter in that type of environment, doesn't do as well. I mean, imagine your beloved animal that you've had for 3 years that's used to a quiet house all of a sudden gets put in with four other larger breed animals that are barking and carrying on, and, you know, they're living on concrete. They're going to react differently than they would in a loving environment. So sometimes they're scared and they will react that way. And that means they'll snap when someone goes to grab them because they're terrified. You know, it's a fear factor. And so we'll go out and check their temperament out and check them out and see if it's just a fear thing or if they truly are aggressive. And if they aren't truly aggressive, then we will pull them because we just know it's the environment that's creating the situation.
When I asked Zeller if there was anything else that was important to know about ACS, she told me this.
Anything old enough to get fixed, we go ahead and do that to guarantee. We don't want to be a problem. You know, we're trying to be a solution.
I'm Leslie Smith on the Road to Rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network.